By phone from the state capitol is State Senator Rich Dreheim from District 20. Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Good. Now, did you have a good weekend? Hopefully you'll able to do some fun or some family stuff as opposed to just working up at the Capitol all weekend.
You know, it was kind of a last break before this last week of session here this week. So my daughter had a play. They did a take on Peter Pan at school. And then my son had some hockey. So a fun weekend with family.
All right. Now, you did miss the endorsing convention then. It seemed like there was quite a bit of it was a quite lively convention. Have you talked to anyone about that yet? Did you have any favorites, or what are your thoughts on the Scott Jensen being endorsed?
You know, I served with Scott. You know, our offices were next to each other, and we sat next to each other on the floor. So I know him very well. And I know a couple of the other candidates too. To me, it was encouraging that we had the quality of candidates that we did for governor. And I think the world of Scott Jensen, and I think he'd make an excellent governor. So I was happy to see him get the endorsement. I think it's a good thing for Minnesota. So we'll watch how things play out and, you know, and hopefully we can get the right person and elected.
Let's move on into what you'll be doing this week. We have talked, you've been on a number of committees, you've written a lot of bills. As we head into the last week, a week from today, the session will be adjourned. What do you have left of your things on the table still? What's the Rich Dreheim's week going to be looking like? And do you have bills that will be heard or trying to get done in conference committee?
You know, the last week, I had three small bills up. Two were more technical and kind of boring. And then I had a mental health bill up that isn't my main mental health bill, but it's for Children's Hospital. And they have turned away in the last year 850 kids for mental health. And they want to help fix that, so they want to expand. But in the silliness we call state government here in Minnesota, we have a moratorium on hospital beds. And this is something I've been trying to fix for years. So they have to go through all this red tape to open up beds. And I don't know if you've seen the news reports. I think Care 11 did a story where one of the hospitals actually converted an ambulance garage into mental health beds for youth.
Wow. Now, you mentioned a moratorium. Why is there a moratorium on that? I wasn't aware of that.
Why?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the question I ask every day, Jeff. There's just goofy things in statute that you think everybody would be okay with changing. And it's harder to do sometimes. I think everybody thinks it makes sense. So I have a proposal actually to do away with the moratorium. It's kind of my compromise position, for 5 years, and then let's study it. And so we can remove it for 5 years for mental health and drug treatment. And then see what happens. I think originally it was put on because it costs the state money. And now we reimburse for services where before we were paying hospitals for beds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it was put on, 30 years ago. That's my interpretation of why it was put on.
Okay.
So, but that's one of the bills I had last week. This week is kind of a really hard week. I remember the first year I was here over 3 days, I only got 5 hours of sleep.
Ooh.
So it's kind of the hurry up and wait time period. So you're trying to negotiate, and we got a call last night that it sounds like there is a global deal that the governor, the House, and the Senate have agreed to in principle. So hopefully they'll be able to announce something today, and it could be public. But I'm hoping that is true, and then we can move forward with you know, our tax proposals. You know, giving money back to Minnesota, invest in public safety, invest in our schools, and move forward.
And what was the you mentioned the deal that could be announced today? What was what bill was that?
Well, that's just a global deal on spending.
Okay.
So you know, we want to give all of it back or most of it back. You know, through Social Security, elimination of that Social Security tax, and then we want to cut the first tier of the tax. So anybody that's paying into taxes, anybody that's working, would get a tax break.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And of course, the other side aisle doesn't want to do that. So we are negotiating on that. So we have to agree to how much to spend in tax cuts and how much to spend to give back to people, and then how much to spend on education or housing or whatever it is.
Now, your week this week, will that include some conference committee meetings and such? Which conference committees are you on?
Well, I'm working still on that housing package. So that's my committee. And then I'm still trying to push my bigger mental health package through, but we'll see what happens this week. It's like I said, it's a lot of hurry up and wait, but everything will happen between now and today. Our last day, of course, is Monday.
Now, this is generally considered a bonding year as well. It's an off year from the budget. Is there anything that you would before bonding bill, are we going to get that done? Any ideas?
Well, it sounds like they haven't. That's part of the agreement, how much to spend for bonding. And, you know, to me, it's not how much we spend, but what do we spend it on. I'm a true believer that any water project, so when I say water, clean water or wastewater, should be at the top of the list. Everybody should have clean drinking water, and of course wastewater plays into that. And then after that, it would be roads and bridges, and then everything else after that. So, that's what we have to look at across the whole state, every community, what their needs are, prioritize them, draw a line at where is agreed upon, and then do that. That's the way I would like to see bonding approached.
Mm-hmm. All right, Senator, is there anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
No, I appreciate the time, Jeff, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you. State Senator Rich Dreheim joins us every Monday during the legislative session, and he'll be back one more time next week.